Picture a small investor standing before an audience, accepting a Gold Stevie Award for National Real Estate Company of the Year. 7 years earlier, this same person was anxiously signing papers on their first commercial property, wondering if they'd made a terrible mistake. What transformed Brian Murray from nervous newcomer to industry leader wasn't inherited wealth or insider connections. It was recognizing that commercial real estate operates like a slow-moving giant, ripe for disruption by nimble, hands-on operators willing to challenge conventional wisdom. Most investors assume they need to start small, single-family homes, maybe a duplex, before gradually earning their way to commercial properties. This belief keeps countless people trapped in lower return investments, while the real opportunities sit just beyond their perceived reach. Commercial real estate isn't the exclusive domain of institutions and the ultra-wealthy. It's actually more accessible, more profitable, and in many ways simpler than the residential investments most people consider their only option. What exactly makes a property commercial? It's simpler than you think. Any property held for investment returns falls into this category. This includes apartments with more than 4 units, office buildings, retail spaces, industrial facilities, and self-storage complexes. The distinction isn't about complexity, it's about scale and how properties generate value. Commercial properties often offer better economies of scale than their residential counterparts. Acquisition costs and operating expenses per square foot typically run lower, translating directly into higher returns. Think about it. Managing a 30-unit apartment building isn't exponentially harder than managing 3 separate 10-unit buildings, but your efficiency gains are enormous. Commercial real estate wealth stems from leverage and compounding working multiplicatively, creating extraordinary returns. Leverage means controlling assets worth far more than your investment through borrowed money. Consider a 30-unit complex purchased for $1 million, generating $100,000 net operating income. With 90% financing, you invest just $100,000. After debt service, you receive $37,000 cash flow, a 37% return. Add $20,000 in annual principal paydown for a 57% total return. At this rate, every dollar becomes $9.50 in 5 years and $91 in 10 years. This mathematical reality explains why commercial real estate has created more millionaires than perhaps any other vehicle. Property values follow capitalization rates, net operating income divided by purchase price. A $100,000 NOI on a $1 million purchase equals a 10% cap rate. Lower risk properties command lower cap rates and higher prices. Commercial financing allows creativity residential mortgages don't. Seller financing, master leases, mortgage assumptions. Murray purchased a 50,000 square foot building listed at $1.2 million for $836,500 by assuming the mortgage and negotiating credits. Small investors possess unexpected advantages over institutional giants: local knowledge, personal relationships, hands-on management, and speed. Location strategy leverages competitive advantages, not hot markets. Local investing gives you irreplaceable knowledge, neighborhood nuances, school districts, employers, and growth patterns that distant investors miss. While institutions analyze spreadsheets remotely, you're walking properties, building tenant relationships, and responding immediately to issues. Large investors' constraints create your opportunities. After promising 7% returns to capital partners, they must invest ultra-conservatively. Class A buildings in major metros with stable national tenants. They might achieve 8%, but 7% goes to investors. By investing directly, you keep that rocket fuel. Your sweet spot? Multifamily properties with 15 to 75 units, multi-tenant retail or office buildings, and self-storage facilities. Too small for institutions, but perceived as too large by many small investors. Add secondary and tertiary markets that large buyers eliminate entirely, and you've found your competitive battleground. Finding properties works like dating. Explore many opportunities, knowing most won't work out. Broker listings on sites like LoopNet offer starting points, but the best properties rarely get publicly advertised. Build relationships with attorneys, accountants, lenders, contractors, investors, and government officials. The numbers are sobering. Only 1 in 10 properties is worth analyzing. Of those, 1 in 10 merits an offer. Of those offers, 1 in 10 results in a purchase agreement, and half actually close. Unite examined 2,000 properties to find the right one. Start with quick screening, satellite images, street view, drive-bys. Once a property passes initial screening, dive into financials. Calculate net operating income, then apply appropriate cap rates. Always value properties on current financials, not seller-provided proformas. You make money when you buy, not when you sell. By minimizing cash invested through creative deal structuring that secures maximum value while balancing risk. Seller financing, though uncommon, offers extraordinary opportunities. The seller becomes your bank, often with balloon payments after 3 to 10 years, perfect for value-add investors needing time to improve properties before securing traditional financing. More commonly, sellers extend 5 to 25% financing while you cover the rest. Sellers agree to achieve higher sale prices, maintain collateral security, earn interest, spread capital gains for tax benefits, or help a buyer they respect. Master lease agreements grant all ownership rights, rental income, tax benefits, and purchase options without actual ownership. Perfect for limited resources or distressed properties that won't qualify for traditional financing. The purchase price locks in while you improve the property, potentially creating enough equity for 100% bank financing later. Negotiate closing costs aggressively. Schedule closings between the 5th and 10th to receive credit for most of that month's rent through proration, potentially 2% of purchase price. Commercial security deposits transferred at closing provide another 2% usable for any purpose. Success requires understanding seller motivations and matching strategies to their needs. Excessive risks alienate sellers. Commercial real estate isn't passive. It's a business with products, customers, and bills. Active management creates competitive advantage and maximum returns. For new investors, self-management is critical. Management companies drain 3 to 7% of gross income while removing your control and learning opportunities. Self-management represents disintermediation, cutting out middlemen who each take their cut. By managing directly, you collapse this chain and keep all fees, reinvesting savings into improvements or acquisitions to accelerate growth. Know your limits, though. Electrical work and biohazard cleanup require experts. As you grow, you evolve into CEO, setting direction and cultivating relationships. If you outsource later, actively manage the property manager. Never become passive. Commercial values correlate directly to net operating income, unlike residential properties relying on comparables. You directly impact value by boosting income or cutting expenses. This value-add approach creates forced appreciation. The math, spending $10,000 to renovate an unrentable apartment generating $500 monthly creates 60% cash-on-cash return. At a 9% cap rate, this $6,000 annual NOI increase adds $66,667 in property value, creating $66,667 in wealth from $10,000 in sweat equity. Value-add strategies include changing property use, improving efficiency, enhancing quality, creating new revenue sources, effective marketing, adjusting rents to market rates, and implementing better management. Managing your net operating income means considering how decisions affect NOI long-term. Counterintuitively, maximizing long-term NOI often means accepting lower short-term NOI. Property enhancements like painting increase immediate expenses but improve tenant retention and rental income. Murray's first investment lost $40,000 annually with high vacancy and uncontrolled expenses. He saw potential others missed. With limited post-purchase cash, he made immediate changes. Programming the thermostat and implementing free energy audit recommendations cut utilities 50%. He successfully petitioned for lower taxes, fired the superintendent and handled maintenance himself, and built broker relationships while addressing tenant concerns. These simple improvements made the property cash flow positive from day one. Buy and hold maximizes growth by avoiding selling inefficiencies. Transaction costs consume 5 to 10% of sale price, capital gains trigger taxes, and property tax reassessments reduce net proceeds. Savvy buyers factor these increased taxes into their offers. Building value takes 4 to 5 years when funding improvements through cash flow, with properties needing 2 years of solid financials for maximum valuation. This patience pays off through portfolio efficiencies. Your systems, employees, and relationships leverage across multiple properties, enabling you to accommodate tenants as their needs evolve. When cash is tied up, refinancing unlocks growth. Acquire a property at $400,000, improve it to $700,000, then refinance at 75% loan to value, you extract $270,000 while keeping the property and its cash flow. The genius of buy and hold. Every mortgage payment builds equity through principal paydown. Even during break-even months, you're accumulating wealth, a compounding machine that never stops, hedging risk while funding expansion. Success in real estate demands more than wealth. It requires deeper purpose to carry you through setbacks and inspire high standards. The real danger isn't hard work. It's allowing imbalance to consume everything else important in your life. Protect relationships through creative strategies. Involve family in discussions or site visits, bring loved ones to work occasionally, or partner with someone who shares your passion. Examine what truly appeals to you: building businesses, creating jobs, providing quality spaces, improving communities, or appreciating architecture and ownership. These intrinsic rewards maintain motivation when you can't take profits early on. When you genuinely care about properties and tenants beyond numbers, it shows in everything you do, creating advantages over emotionally uninvested competitors. Operating with integrity is both morally right and a competitive advantage. An honest landlord becomes a breath of fresh air in smaller markets where reputation spreads quickly. Taking the first step is the hardest part. Action separates investors from dreamers. Start by reading books, browsing properties, requesting financials, creating pro formas. But don't research forever. Eventually, make an offer. Buy that first property. Make mistakes and learn from them. Commit to taking steps forward every single day. Your commercial real estate empire isn't built in a day. It's built in the 1,000 small decisions and actions you take between today and that distant future when you're accepting awards for what once seemed impossible.